Hi, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. I am Randy Pizer with Author One Stop, and I am here today with Kuwana Halsey. And Kuwana Halsey is magical, and I am so excited for you to meet her and to find out about the fiction writing course that she is offering. So welcome, Kuwana.
Thank you so much, and that is my favorite introduction ever. Thank you. I hope I can live up to being magical.
Oh, you are. I mean, folks, you need to know about Kuwana. Kuwana, I want you to share. I mean, you've had books out with Penguin Random House, Simon & Schuster, Hay House, all the majors. You're noted as one of America's best writers and coaches. You've won major international and national awards. What is the one that you're noted for?
Well, the Penn Faulkner Foundation, when my second novel came out, I was noted as one of the best new voices in American fiction, which is one of my favorites. That was really, really wonderful because I love that organization. So I was duly humbled by that. and there was another, for the same book, it was called the Blackboard Medal of Courage. And that one sticks out for me because they actually created, the book did not fit within the confines of the awards that they usually give every year. So they created a whole new award just to honor the book.
Oh, so, yeah. And Kuwana's been working with me at Author One Stop, working on client projects, because as you folks know, I only work with the best of the best, and I really am bringing you the best of the best. So Kuwana approached me some months ago and said, you know, I really want to teach a course on novel writing. So who is this course for?
This particular version of the course is for anyone who has wanted to write a novel and who just hasn't done it yet. So if you're at the very beginning of your process, if you want to understand about creating a structure that's going to see you all the way through, if you want to know what it means to be really strong in outlining and character creation, and how to actually let your voice shine through, this is going to be for you.
I know one of the things you said to me in a conversation recently, and I really loved it, use the word, you help people when they get to the middle of their book and they get stuck in the sand trap and they don't know how to move forward. And so you're really the right person to guide people out of those kinds of obstacles.
Mm-hmm. Because that's the hard part. I think people, usually most people, think about writing a novel for so long and they think the hard part is actually getting started. And that's, you know, that's challenging. But the hard part is when you're like 100 pages in and you're going, this is garbage. I can't do this. I'm going to put it down. And what happens for most people is they put it down and then they don't go back to it.
Yeah. And so they just, I was going to say, so in this course, you're actually going to walk people through like chapter by chapter and help them create the outline. Can you talk about some of the specifics of the course itself?
Well, we will start off with the first 6 weeks. The first 6 week chunk is going to be about really fleshing out the idea and making sure that it's what you really want to write. That the themes of the book are really important to you, because that's another thing that happens. You have a really good idea and it sounds really commercial, but it doesn't have that deeper meaning for you, or that hasn't been fleshed out. So then when you run into those sand traps, it makes it much easier to put it down or to get frustrated. But when you really believe in what you're talking about, you won't let yourself be dissuaded. No matter what happens, you stay the course. So it's about really fleshing out, what am I trying to say? That is, it's so basic, but you would be surprised. Most people, when I do these kinds of classes, and I only do them periodically, but I've almost never had somebody be able to say succinctly, this is what I'm trying to say. You know, it can be very nebulous and you think you know, but when you actually have to, you know, do your 60-second elevator pitch, you're like, well, I had this idea back 6 years ago, and it becomes a whole thing. We have to really be able to hone in and define, what am I trying to say and why is it necessary right now for me to say this?
So the first phase of the course will be roughly 6 weeks in which you're really helping the author to define the theme, get clear on where their passion lies, and really develop a detailed outline so there's a really clear roadmap for moving ahead.
Exactly. And that's to me, that's the most important thing, is having that roadmap that keeps you, you know, it's like, you know, if you're driving a car and you don't have your GPS and you're going through a forest, and you of course, you're going to get lost if you don't know where you're going. You need to know where you're going. And I just recently learned there's actually a whole group of people that call themselves pantsers. I've never heard that word before, but it's the people that start off writing a book and just fly by the seat of their pants. I was like, that's interesting. So I would not suggest that, but it's got to be exciting. You know,
it's funny.
There's wonderful places in life to be a pantser, but this is not one of them.
Yeah, especially, you know, I mean, I work primarily with first-time authors, and I get first-time authors book deals, you know, with the traditional publishers, with New York publishers. And it takes a certain level of skill. And I know you're the person to help first-time authors shape that kind of skill that enables me to hopefully, potentially, and eventually get people book deals and get people, you know, wonderful literary agents and agents who will not only take the book to a publisher, but if it does well, they'll take it to film as well. So, you know, for people who have, you know, that kind of big dream, you're writing fiction and you can even visually start to see some ideas like heading towards a big screen. This is a real starting first step to get there.
Mm-hmm. And what is amazing about being able to do it this way is, you know, when I was first starting off, I didn't have someone like you to help me. And I had my first idea to write a novel when I was about 20, I think. And I was all in. I moved, I left the continent, I moved to Africa to research the book. I did everything. I lived there for a whole year. I mean, that's a story. That's a big story. I literally just showed up. I went to school there for a year, and I showed up and I was like, well, I'm writing a book and I've never been here before, but you know, I know that the people I'm writing about are here. I had the whole download of everything that was going to happen. I knew everything about the tribe that the main character lived in. I just didn't know their name. So I was literally going around seeking it out. Like I just did everything to write this book. I upended my entire life. And only after I did all that, did I realize I did not know how to write. I was like, oh, I'm horrible. This is not going to be published. And so for me, I had to go back to school and really learn how to do all of this. Yes. So I had to do, you know, the next 3 years of intensive study to figure it out, you know, and it was all worth it in the end because Random House published it and it did very well. So there's a happy ending, but you know, it took a lot. It took a lot. And so hopefully, you know, between the two of us, we can help people kind of not bypass that, because you can't bypass it, but have a much more streamlined and personalized experience so you can get where you need to go much faster and easier.
Yeah, I mean, and you've even ghostwritten New York Times bestsellers. I mean, you know.
It's so interesting. You know, those are nonfiction books that I ghostwrite, but it has all the same principles though of good writing. The principles of good writing are the same. You know, it's about, you know, letting your voice shine through and having active writing rather than the passive voice, and being able to let people see in their own minds what you see very specific and very, I call it like sensual writing, like being able to really feel and hear and taste what's going on. And there are techniques to allow you to really write that way. It's not, you know, magical. It's not the muse striking. It's about understanding technique and then sitting down to do it every day.
So I know about the course, like after the first 6 weeks that we're calling phase one of getting the outline, then you're actually going to be working with the authors chapter by chapter. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that. What is that going to look like for the author?
Well, that's where we get into those kind of things where your technique and your voice and your characters and making sure that you know, the outline that we put into place in the first part is really carried through in the way that you've envisioned it. And when you find your characters, you know, doing odd things that you didn't expect them to do, and you see your outline changing, you know, we'll be able to go with that and to work with that but to make sure that you're still following your main points and your general themes, and that it's, you're creating the book that you really have dreamt of creating.
And, you know, I know, Kawana, that you have a passion for helping people who not only just want to write a book to see what that process is like, but who really want to have potentially, you know, a life as a writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because it's wonderful to be able to have that kind of voice and to affect people's lives. And I think it sounds, though, I think it sounds a lot more glamorous than it really is in real life. So, you know, understanding what the writer's life is like is really key, I think. It's about, you know, the consistency and the dedication and the getting up and doing it, you know, whatever it is that you, whatever time you allot yourself to be doing it every day. And that's how you get where, you know, it's like you wouldn't get up and try to run a marathon just because you think you could. You'd have to train. So, you know, that's what this process is about, because I can, if you do it in this kind of a way as part of a process and understanding what your process is, everybody has their natural rhythm. So we want to learn to work with the natural rhythm rather than against it, so that your process becomes more seamless. And, you know, you can virtually eliminate writer's block. There's all these things that stand in people's way that doesn't have to. It doesn't have to be that way. And so helping people, you know, find that rhythm and find that voice so that they can tell the story the way they really want to, you know, it will change your life. No matter what happens with the book, that will change your life, the process of it. And when I ghostwrite for people, I always tell them that, because, you know, everybody always wants to write a book because they want to help. They want to help people. People have really good intentions. But I always say the person who's going to be changed most by this process is you. And at the end, every single time they say, yeah, you were right about that. You know, it's going to change how you see yourself, how you see the world, and how you see your ability to bring these big ideas to fruition.
Kawana, that's absolutely beautiful. And I want to invite people, if you'd like to have a complimentary call with Kawana, please contact me at randy@authoronestop.com. And I'll set up that call so you can just, you know, talk with Kawana and just let her know, like, you know, sounds like I'm talking about you in the third person. And then we'll let you know, Kawana, you know, a little bit about, you know, what their project is about. So you can just make sure you're just a really good fit. And I'm happy to send all the details about the class to you. Again, please contact Randy. That's Randy with a Y at authoronestop.com. The one is spelled out O-N-E, randy@authoronestop.com. And we're excited to help you. And Kawana, any last words from you?
I'm just really, really excited to do this. Usually I get my coaching clients through word of mouth. So, you know, they're all in my little orbit already, some kind of a way they're in my little orbit. And so to be branching out like this, particularly with you, I'm really excited. So hopefully it'll be as wonderful as I think it's going to be.
Excellent. Well, thank you all, and please be in touch, and we'll get that appointment going with you for Kawana. And we look forward to working with you and helping you create a really stellar, fantastic, wonderful novel. Thank you, Kawana.
Thank you.